Harper shook hands solemnly with Matt and the others before he left. His grip was tight and confident, but his hand was cold and clammy.
"We'll find him," Harper said quietly to Matt. "Believe me, we'll get your father back."
They stood in the porch and watched the helicopter lift ponderously from the lawn. It gathered speed as it rose before swiveling on its axis, dipping its nose and disappearing into the clouds. "My study," Venture said. "I believe there are a few things we need to discuss." Soon they were settled back into the seats they had so recently left. The exception was Robin, who took the chair across the desk from her father, where Harper had previously sat.
"Do you believe him?" Aunt Jane asked. "About Arnie?"
Venture was swinging slowly back and forth in his chair. "Yes and no," he said. "Yes, your brother," he paused to look at Matt, "your father, yes, he's missing and may be in danger." "We should call the police," Matt said. He'd shied away from this course of action before, as he didn't think there was enough evidence to convince the authorities there was anything wrong. But with a man like Atticus Harper confirming that Dad had been kidnapped, surely they would have to take the matter seriously.
"That does seem like the most sensible course of action," Aunt Jane agreed.
"It is worth considering, certainly," Venture said. There was something in his tone, in the way that he said it, that convinced Matt that Venture had already considered it and decided against. "But going to the police might put Arnold in more danger without achieving anything useful. After all, we have very little to go on, and therefore very little we can tell the police. Where would they start?" he wondered, rhetorically. "With the treasure, surely. And I have to say that we are rather better qualified than the authorities to find that."
"I suppose," Matt admitted.
"Indeed," Venture decided, punctuating the word with a raised finger. "Our best course of action is to follow the trail that your father has left. Follow it, and hope it will lead us to the treasure of St. John before anyone else finds it. With luck, we'll find Arnold as well. But if not, it gives us something to bargain with." He fixed Robin with a piercing blue stare that made Matt shiver, even though he wasn't on the receiving end. "We can't let anyone else find this so-called treasure," Venture said quietly. "Not even Harper. Not without us being there."
"So why delay?" Matt demanded,
upset at having his suggestion so quickly pushed aside.
"We need to load the discs he gave us, see what's on them, and sort it out. Find Dad, or, like you say, something to bargain with."
He had been going to tell them about the intruder at Dad's, about how there had been someone watching the house who had attacked him. Matt had not imagined it. Harper's story had convinced him of that. But Venture's dismissal of outside help, of going to the police, made Matt wary again. Why mention it just to be told he'd imagined things?